Cattle digest their food through bacteria-aided fermentation, creating methane as a byproduct that's exhaled by the animal. According to research by the UN Food and Agriculture Organization, the cattle industry accounts for about 20% of total human-associated methane emissions. Interest in a greener steak may lead people to purchase grass-fed beef. According to Beef Magazine, the grass-fed beef sector has been experiencing a growth rate of 25-30%. But simulations of the cattle industry's carbon footprint suggest transitioning to grass-fed beef won't cut methane emissions.
Finishing cattle on grass typically takes twice as long. Obviously, they're living twice as long, they're producing twice as much methane, but also they produce more methane when they're consuming a lower quality diet.
That's Dr. Jennifer Reeve, a professor in the Department of Plant, Soil, and Climate at Utah State University. She's a member of a team of researchers at USU who are trying to design pastures that can fatten cattle as quickly as grain can.
We could reduce methane emissions from cattle by improving their diet. Legumes, for example, they're a lot more nutritious than grasses. They're also easier to digest because they have less cellulose. You put a herd of cattle onto alfalfa, it's very high quality forage, but if they're consuming too much alfalfa at once, they could bloat and suffocate. But these tannin-containing forages aren't bloat-causing, and they also increase the rate of gain. Preliminary data suggests that the rate of gain on these tannin-containing legumes approaches that of on grain.
Reeve believes these improved pastures could mitigate the greenhouse gas emissions of the beef industry. Until then, informed consumers must choose between a locally harmful low-emission steak, a locally beneficial high-emission steak, or no steak at all. With Utah Public Radio Science News, I'm Leslie Ferrero.